This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. The United Soybean Board challenges young innovators to create soy-based textiles. We'll have more right after this.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
The Soy Checkoff recently engaged students across the country to create the next great innovation in soy-based textiles through the Nextile Design Challenge. United Soybean Board Director Carla Schultz was a judge during the challenge and said the future of the industry is bright.
The future is very bright, and one of those spots that we went to is that college university student, right? They have so much innovation, they have so much going on in the future, and what they could create could be something monumental, no matter the commodity, but especially in the soybean industry. I believe as a director and a farmer, we have the role to make sure that we keep those markets open and that we grow new markets. And what better way than in that fashion and textile arena? Sometimes we don't even think about, right? You're not thinking soybeans, clothes, or any type of design, but we're looking into that. And it was a great new challenge for us in the soybean industry and for the universities.
Schultz said the challenge is an exciting new opportunity in the soybean industry.
It was great to be a judge. And I think it meant even more to me as a farmer, as I'm putting that seed, just like you mentioned, in the ground. And what is that going to turn out to be? This challenge just is one of those new challenges, like I said, in the soybean industry and for universities alike. And I think it's exciting for everyone, consumers, farmers, that we can find products that are made with soybeans themselves in a retail arena that we shop at every day.
Schultz added that the Soy Checkoff Board wants to see the Nextile Challenge continue to grow in the future. For more information about the Nextile Design Challenge, visit www.ussoy.org/Nextile. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com, along with the rest of our daily ag news coverage. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.